Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we head to our sports line. And we welcome back to the program Tom Knudsen of Knudsen Sporting Goods. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
We're doing good, Mark. How you doing?
I'm cold. Well, I'm warm now, but it's cold. It's like the cold that hurts your face when you go outside, Tom. It's cold.
Oh, that's not that kind of cold. my nephew's in Minnesota, out working on the farms in North Dakota, and I saw that he woke up one time this week to a minus 30. So we don't
know.
Wow.
Yeah. No. No, I'm okay. I was just being a little sarcastic. It does really affect me, though, when it does get to be like zero and below. Then I really don't like going outside. But right now, it's not
I love
that
it,
bad.
Man. I love one of those crisp mornings where it's dead calm and you walk out there and you take that first deep breath of the day and everything freezes in your nostrils. And the air is as clean as it can be.
You're right.
Maybe just a hint of somebody's fireplace, just a little. Yeah, that I love that.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. Well, it's been – so we're talking about cold temperatures, I see lakes are frozen over for the most part. What are we seeing out there, Tom?
Well, we're seeing we need to be very, 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 very careful at this point. Always the first ice is always the worst ice. Everybody wants to rush out there at first ice, and I've always scratched my head because, when there's, I've seen it where there's a foot of ice and nobody wants to go fishing at the back end of a season, and there's no risk of your life, yet everybody wants to traipse out there on first ice, and I just always get so nervous this time of year, for the safety of, my customers. Everybody's safety because, in our area we have 50-plus lakes in 15 minutes of Brooklyn. Each lake is totally different and freezes totally, absolutely different. So you don't know what lake has, it could have 5 inches and the next lake has an inch and a half. I mean, you just don't know. So you've got to be overly cautious for these next couple weeks. I'm hoping that, by the time we talk next week, we won't be talking, being super cautious. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, because we've had a good string of low temperatures.
Well, and the best part of it is that the water was ready. Mm-hmm. So that helps tremendously to have that water ready because it creates a different type of ice. If anybody, has paid attention, the ice that is on those lakes right now is crystal clear. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest ice you can get when it's crystal clear and there's no milk to it, milky look. That means that, it is the primo ice. There's very little bubbles in it. The clarity is the number of bubbles and when those bubbles are in it, that means it's less safe. The clearer the ice, the harder the ice, the more it can hold. So if we stay where we're at right now, we're talking on Friday afternoon. We're supposed to be really cold again tonight. Mediocre cold, a couple days later, then we're supposed to get cold again. Nothing's going to melt anything. I think as long as we keep a big snow away, I'm thinking by next week at this time, we'll be talking some really good-looking ice in our area.
Yeah, the next chance of snow... I mean, we got a little bit in the forecast for today, but not much. And next chance of snow is for next weekend. So, and also, when it was really cold, the winds were kind of down, too.
So we would have had one more day of ice making if we hadn't been cold on New Year or windy on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. That kind of slowed down the making process by a day. But and also, what it looked like it did is flip the lakes over. So you can get different layers of temperature. And it looked like we sunk some colder water to the bottom and brought some warmer water to the top when those winds came through. So it slowed us down just a tad, but definitely, it's definitely, we're heading in the right direction. If anybody ventures out on the lake, the first thing you need to do is have a spud. And you also need to have somebody with you, with a rope. Somebody stay on shore, somebody go out and spud, have a rope with you, in case something were to happen. Definitely, creepers because the ice is so smooth. You're going to want to have creepers and ice picks. Ice picks are, some of the most important items in the safety bag for first ice than anything, because if you go down, you can't get up without having ice picks to to grab. You know, you grab them, you around your neck, and you drive them into the ice to pull yourself out.
Okay, if you're heading out and you know what I see on my lake is people will walk like 10, 15 feet from shore where you can definitely still touch, and it's not that deep.
Right.
They'll drill, they'll look, and then they'll think the whole lake is like that.
You can't. No, it's not like that. Because it almost always ice starts from shore out. It doesn't start from the middle and come in. So your biggest ices are always going to be on the shorelines and then work its way. Again, that number, you know, many reasons. Number one is shallow water, so that water cooled down quicker than that deeper water. You know, there's all those type of things. I mean, you can go easily. You know, take two steps and, you know, you had 6 inches. And I've seen it where you get the right conditions and you're on 2 inches in 2 steps. I mean, it's just ice is fickle until we get to certain conditions and certain levels. So fingers crossed we'll be in those, you know, not worry situations. You always got to worry. You always got to be cautious. But in the non-worry situation next weekend.
It's always fun to go out there with the buddy system, too. But it sounds like it's important this time of year.
Oh, you have no choice this time of year. You have no choice, you know. And who knows, if we keep the cold and we get some surprise nights, you know, who knows, you know. It ain't going to be long if we keep this up that we'll have some, you know, hopefully we'll have machines and four-wheelers and stuff like that. And that's when it gets real fun.
That is when it gets fun.
Yep.
So all the things that you had talked about, the different things you need to have with you when you head on out, if somebody's looking through their stuff right now, like, well, I never thought about that. I should probably head over to Knudsen's. You have everything in stock.
Absolutely. Spuds, creepers, bikes, we got them.
Okay.
We also carry the suits. What they call lift suits that are buoyant. Ice fishing, equipment has changed drastically over the last 30 years, and one of the things that they make buoyant jackets and bibs, so that you will not go all the way down. You'll kind of bob a little bit. You know, they're not Coast Guard approved, you know, but they are designed to be buoyant.
Right, because the other stuff, when it gets wet, it starts to pull you down.
Well, some older, the old wool stuff that you used to wear, it'd sink you right to the bottom.
Yeah. And as far as, I guess, which lakes are we anticipating to really see some great action this year?
Well, I think all your big lakes, they always tend to have a lot of action. But then you got the people who've got their secret spots on some of the smaller lakes that do well. So I think you're going to see some good fishing. Locally, always in the beginning, it always starts out in some of the channels. Those are the warmer water areas. You know, you'll get an influx of warmer water, and the fish will stay up in those warmer waters, and you'll catch fish in there early on, and then they'll move out to the deeper waters as we get less and less. As the season goes on, you get less. The oxygen gets depleted, and the fish go to where there's more oxygen within the lake.
Okay, let's talk coyotes a little bit, Tom. Bounties, and how many have you seen so far?
Well, we're quite surprised. We're having a really good start. We're at 19 so far.
Okay.
Heaviest one is right now a 43.15 pound dog out of, it's a male out of Washtenaw. That one was hunted. It looks like right now. It looks like it's about 50-50, half male, half female. Washtenaw seems to be the hot county, it looks like. Washtenaw, Lenawee, only had two from Jackson so far.
Oh, wow.
They're all in, nothing. There's a second one that was a 40-pounder, so another 40-pound male. It's about half trap, half hunt. So,
okay.
Was quite surprised at the start, the way it started. We'll see how it goes. But it's nice to have that cold. You know, last year we didn't have this cold this early. Once it got cold last year is when they started really, getting the coyotes. So they need the cold just as well, and I think that's why we kind of seen a good start.
Scott did a great job putting together that commercial for you, talking about the bounty. But remind our listeners what it is they could win if they bring in coyotes.
Well, if you bring in a coyote, the first thing is every coyote brought in gets a $5. Gift certificate bounty, we call that's the bounty.
Okay.
We have what's called the draw, so every coyote that's been brought in will have one chance. So we'll have a chance to get into the $500 at the end of season gift certificate for Knudsen's. So if you bring in 10 coyotes, you got 10 chances for the $500. So it's one for each coyote. What we do is we put a notch in the tongue when the when they come in so that they can't be reused. They shouldn't be frozen. They should be fresh.
Okay.
And then we have a $500 bounty for the most, or $500 for the heaviest coyote, $300 for second, $150 okay. for third, and then we have a $250 gift certificate for the most.
Okay. Forgive my ignorance here, but is there any value to the coyote after it's been brought into you?
Well,
are they discarded?
Normally the fur is worth something,
okay.
But this year, not so much. Fur prices are really in the tank. COVID has really knocked fur prices quite a bit, and currently a coyote is worth about $15, I was told.
Really?
I was actually just told that this morning. You might get a little more for what they call a silver one that's got more of a silver look to it, but for the most part, they're only worth about $15. And when I say $15, that means they've been stretched and tanned.
Okay.
I mean, so it's even less if you take it in whole for somebody else to do all those type of things to it. They say beaver's worth about $5 for the pelt, but the castor oil that they have is worth a little bit more, so they're catching about $20. And they said that muskrats actually aren't doing too bad with about $5 a pelt at this point. Cocoon's not worth much more than $5. It's not a good year. About 4 years ago, we had some really good fur years, and then COVID hit and kind of knocked the prices quite a bit.
Okay. All right. As far as trapping supplies, how is Knudsen stocked?
Oh, very well.
Yeah.
We carry a huge selection of trapping supplies. So if anybody wants to get into that, we can start you at the beginning, or we can take care of you with snares and traps and you name it. We've got scents, and we've got a whole refrigerator full of scents.
Yeah.
That are
nice.
You don't want to stand next to that thing when you open it up.
Well, it kind of sounds like, especially with prices being down, this might be a good year to really start, so you can kind of figure it out and get your mistakes out of the way.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's still a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. You keep the animals in check, on your properties, and keep and it's a great thing to get outside and get the kids, especially the coyotes. You know, keeping the coyote population down definitely
right.
is a good thing. And it's fun to watch those who do it because they really take it serious. I mean, mm-hmm. it's fun to watch the super serious trappers for sure.
And especially, I'm surprised at the numbers that you're seeing from Jackson. I was thinking those would be a lot higher. I'm hoping we can get those numbers.
Some of these guys are trapping right now in Washtenaw. They may mm-hmm. move over to a different county.
Okay.
Truly, there's about four or five guys that bring in most of the coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the ones that hunt. You know, there are those that will go out at night and run with the electronic calls and stuff. There's a few guys that will run dogs on them. So there's all different ways of going after these things.
Okay, very good. Anything else that we left on the table, Tom?
I think we covered pretty much everything that's going on right now. You know, there's probably a few guys out there really loving a little bit of snow and probably going to chase some bunnies around.
I
think that this year probably was a pretty good I know all summer long I noticed a lot of bunnies around, so I'm going to bet those guys who got their dogs out are probably smiling.
Those are some great memories I have. As a kid, we would go out. At the time, we lived on a 20-acre, and we would just go out, shoot out the bunnies, and just have fun.
Yeah,
with that.
They're fun. That's a whole different group, and those guys who do it are serious as well, and they love their dogs.
That's right.
Yep, dogs are dogs and hunting. I mean, they go together. That's for sure.
For hunting, ice fishing, trapping, the place you need to go is Knudsen Sporting Goods, your outdoor convenience store, Wamplers Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn. Tom, as always, we appreciate the time here. Thank you.
All right, Mark.
Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.